This is STPB News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds wants a long-term agreement to fund the federal government. He says short-term continuing resolutions eventually cost more in the end and negatively impact military readiness.
What I really would like to see is to see us not only get through till the end of this year, but to even kick it into the following year to get a year and a half out of it. You've heard me say this before, the Department of Defense clearly needs the additional resources that we have already authorized and that we would expect to be in the appropriations bill. We've got three nuclear submarines tied up at dock right now. They're at their half-life. They've got to be refueled. One of them, the Boise, has been there for 3 years now, and that's a nuclear attack submarine. That's a heck of an asset sitting there, not even able to dive because we don't have the money to get them fueled again.
Round says he fears another short-term agreement is on the way. The deadline for the current continuing resolution is next Friday. South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says elections are held in a transparent and fair way. Krebs says election results are protected from hacking because voters use paper ballots and how county auditors tally results.
And when they are processed, you place that ballot into a gray box. Locked and secured, and that ballot box is secured all the way to the auditor's office in which it's opened in public viewing and unlocked. The seal is broken. And then the tabulating machines, when they're tabulating the counts and your marks with a pen or pencil, those are not connected to the internet.
Krebs says after preliminary results are announced, county auditors complete a canvass that's approved by county commissioners. She says her office then canvasses the entire state before finalizing results. A reminder, a wind chill advisory in effect East River and in northern South Dakota tonight and into tomorrow morning. Cold tonight, becoming cloudy with the chance of snow later this evening West River. Lows from the teens below zero to 5 to 10 above. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies expected in the east tonight. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. A pleasant good afternoon.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro in Washington.